fill out a box or a sheet on my nest check. See, there's no eggs, there's no mail. Okay, next box. Okay, the tunnel's open. It's occupied by a rainbow trout, juvenile rainbow trout. We'll put that in the notes. Water depth is 40. Do you need any other information, rock, boulder count or anything, or did you get all that?
No. Do you need anything? We'll describe it for a catfish, especially the manual rock. Grab the people out of there, a lot of times catfish will bite on your hand and come out.
Okay. Man, there's a really good hole, but I don't feel anybody. Okay, I have a visual. Tunnel is partially blocked by gravel. Water depth is 30. Go!
First time you've all seen the Hellbender? So I'm just looking for some abnormalities and leeches on the body. Sometimes we'll have like a couple toes like bitten off and they regenerate their toes.
So they breathe primarily through their skin, but they do have lungs, so they can actually gulp air. So they can survive out of water as long as they have really wet skin for, you know, several minutes for sure.
Do you want to feel how slimy it is?
Do they bite?
Not really. I think they can if you stick your finger in their mouth, but they're not very aggressive at all. This is probably 8 years old or something.
You really just tell by how big they are.
Do you want to grab one of those measuring boards, please? 42.9, 28.4. It's not gravid. She looks pretty healthy. I'm not seeing any abnormalities.
Right now they pretty much all dropped eggs,
mm-hmm.
But based on her size, she's probably at least 10 years old. I think that's a pretty big female.
Mm-hmm.
So females can start reproducing at around 8 years of age. So my guess is she would have developed eggs and dropped.
Are the females smaller than the males typically or vice versa?
They're pretty much the same size. In fact, you can only actually differentiate sexes in kind of this time of year is like the border. You can still tell males from females. You can start telling in around July.
Hmm.
So I'm sure we'll catch a male today and we can show you the difference, but they're cloaca, they're common opening.
Mm-hmm.
Males will have a big swollen area around it.
Huh.
And that's honestly the only way you can tell. Females will get gravid, basically pregnant, if they're full of eggs, and it's pretty obvious. They just feel really bloated,
mm-hmm.
kind of leading up to early fall. But they start spawning in September,
yeah.
in this part of the country.
Oh, you should feel the stomach on that one. It's like...
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to feel it?
Sure.
Yeah, it's...
He's full.
Yeah.
How are they tagged?
So this scan's like a pit tag reader, just like you'd have in like a dog or cat, you know, the vet puts in. So we can identify animals that we caught in the past. So it's kind of like a small little bigger than like a grain of rice.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing attaches to this eagle,
mm-hmm.
and then you inject that little mm-hmm. pit tag. It's right underneath the skin on the tail.
Okay. It's got a pit tag?
Yeah, it stands for Passive Integrated Bonder. Through radio frequency, it operates really just like a barcode.
Feel a little leech.
Mm.
It's really tiny. Looks like one fell off too. A bunch of leeches, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got 10 total. I think that's 10. Hank?
Hank, how many did you get?
It's not counting the one in the bin and the one in the towel.
Not counting those. So that'd actually be 9 and 12.
Great.
Number of leeches?
8.
We all got different numbers. And will you just make a note that however many leeches were actually attacked plus
okay.
what was plus one in bin?
What are the leeches a sign of?
We don't know. So this is the only stretch of stream where we've seen leeches in this species of hellbender, like in this subspecies of hellbender. And Bill has done some experimental work to look at how leeches affect these animals, but we're just starting to kind of look into it. So right now we're just documenting numbers, and so I'm going to start looking at whether their stress levels might vary with parasite load, or whether animals that are breeding or having those nests might have more or less parasites. Whether animals with a lot of parasites turn on their eggs, eat them off.
I think that's a leech bite, but it's not a leech. Maybe that's where one fell off.
Yeah. Would you actually draw that in? It's a leech, fresh leech bite. I think the frogs have been going.
I know. What is going on?
Hey, in the notes section, will you just say noodled, so that I know how this one was caught?
Just need to do habitat on it. Boulder.
Okay. I'm gonna get some measurements.
Okay.
I think this is 91 plus 56. Width is 62. Height is 46. Water depth is 27. It's a run. This is that male that was in that nest I could never get out.
Yeah.
I had a hand on him. Okay, that's a wash. It's got a good hole. He wins.